Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. I pray that you will be blessed and encouraged as we spend these next few minutes together. The Lord wants you to enjoy His favor in a new measure, beloved. And as I was just waiting before the Lord, I was reading a little bit in the Word and came to the 25th chapter of the book of Leviticus. And this is a fairly long chapter with specific instructions for the children of Israel. Let me just share a few verses. And the Lord, this is verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the Lord. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, for the beasts that are in the land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. God was certainly mindful of their needs, and He was asking them to obey. Actually, it was a sound agricultural principle to allow the land to lay fallow for a year after 6 years of harvesting and planting. And unfortunately, just like in human nature, sometimes we point a finger at the children of Israel, but we can be that way as well, that they declined to follow the commands and statutes of the Lord. For example, God, even before Mount Sinai, it was original in terms of what God did in the time of creation. He rested on the Sabbath day and observed and enjoyed all the works of His hands. Now, obviously, God did not need to rest. However, He was illustrating, being an example in terms of His people, that He desires us to take a Sabbath rest. It became one of the Ten Commandments. And even today, beloved, while we're not legalistic about it, I really believe that is God's desire for us, that we take a Sabbath rest. Surely spiritually, through faith, we can enjoy a Sabbath rest, but also I believe that even in the busyness of the world we live in, we should take a day where we can just physically, mentally withdraw from our normal activities, spiritually spend time with the Lord, and let it be what God designed it to be, a day of recreation. But going on into the chapter now, of chapter 25, he then begins to talk about the Jubilee year. And he says, Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of year unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of year shall be unto thee 49 years. And then, of course, in the 50th year was the year of Jubilee. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all the land, and ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall be that 50th year unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. God had a real plan for the children of Israel. And as I was just reflecting on that, obviously it was a year set aside for the Israelites. It was a holy memorial festival. It was a periodical season appointed by God for, actually, as you go read further in that chapter, a readjustment of the social affairs of His people. And in a sense, the year of Jubilee was a type of the gospel of Christ and its power to make men right with God and with one another. The year of the Jubilee was God's accepted time and the day of salvation to many in Israel. As the trumpet sounded, it proclaimed the Day of Atonement. In verse 9, we find, In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And the Lord spoke to my heart as I was just reading this, that for the world, the hour in which we're living, this is the day of salvation. It is a day of atonement for all who will hearken to the Lord Jesus. There can be no joyful sound to sinful man apart from his atoning blood. Revelation, the first chapter, tells us that Jesus Christ washed our sins in his own blood. And on that day long ago, the trumpet was to sound, but it needed a living man to blow it, needed a priest. But today, we must have living saints to proclaim the gospel to the world. In a very real sense, blowing the trumpet to sound for the atonement for the sins of men, so that whomsoever will may come. Beloved, I saw this as a beautiful example, the year of Jubilee, as our full portion in Christ. Jesus died for our sins and rose again from the grave, and that great trumpet of atonement is being blown by us, his servants, you and I, and many, many others, as we work together to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God to the ends of the earth in these closing hours of man's history. In verse 10, we find, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Beloved of God, on the ground of Christ's atonement, God proclaims liberty to every captive. The sounding of the trumpet call from the lips of God's children is the publishing, very simply, of the gospel of the good news. Remember the armor of God that Paul talks about in Ephesians? Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we find that deliverance for the bond slave was immediate in the year of Jubilee, and was complete on the hearing and believing of the declaration of God's word. The sound was for the ear, but the message was for the heart. And then also there was forgiveness. In verse 35, it goes on to say in that chapter, I didn't read it, but if thy brother be waxen poor, thou shalt relieve him. In the year of Jubilee, even the debt and poverty of a man didn't keep him from enjoying the grace and the blessing of the Jubilee. To the poor, the gospel is preached. In today's world, who have much of this world's goods, but they're desperately poor without Christ. While we were yet sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ died for us that we might live. In verse 5, we find that it was to be a year of rest. The gospel of Christ, beloved, proclaims rest to the weary and the heavy laden. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11 and 28. And it was the Sabbath of the Lord, therefore it was God's rest for his people. It was and is an entering into his rest. David said in Psalms 116 and 7, O my soul, return unto thy rest, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. And the writer of Hebrews states, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. Praise God, that's Hebrews 4:11. In verse 19, God said, you shall eat your fill and dwell in safety. Praise God. Is that not what Jesus promises us in his gospel as we serve him, as we seek his wisdom, as we commit our lives to him? God said he would make us safe and bless us with his plenty. God does this in our lives when we receive him as Savior. He blesses, supplies our needs. He makes us to lie down, as it were, in green pastures. And when we reach out to trumpet the gospel to others, we declare God's deliverance and salvation and rest to the weary. In verse 13, God says, you shall return every man into his possession. All that was lost through failure and sin was restored, hallelujah, in the time of Jubilee. And beloved, this is so precious. All that was lost in Adam is restored in Jesus Christ. Praise God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We must love the lost so much that we are willing to do anything and everything we possibly can to reach them with the glorious gospel of Christ, the good news. We must love as Jesus loved, and we must forgive as Jesus forgives us. As far as being a soul winner, what does Daniel say? A beautiful passage, Daniel 12:3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I have set you aside for my purposes and for my glory. No one else can do what I have called you to do, what I have set aside for you to do. It is reserved for you. Is it not written, as you bless me, I will bless you? You are a most precious and chosen vessel, beloved, says the Lord. As an obedient vessel, you are my treasure. I delight to hear your prayers, your praises. I delight to see you fully yielded to me. Beloved, I will strengthen you. I will cause you to grow stronger in my word. This is a time of jubilee for you also. It's not a time to go back, not a time to hold still, not a time to tolerate unbelief. I will be an enemy to your enemies, the enemy that would hinder you from serving me. I will remove from before you. I've seen the battles. I've seen the discouragement you've gone through. Behold, I will work with you and bring to pass my perfect will in your life. Hold not back anything. You shall have rest. You shall know my deliverance. You shall overcome and you shall be uplifted. You shall know me as never before through my word, and the work of my spirit in your life shall be abundant. Only believe, receive, and hold close in your heart all the words that I speak to you. For that which man says cannot be, I will do. And that which the world says is foolishness shall be made the salvation of many, says the Lord to you even this day. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.